בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. I would like to take this opportunity this morning and to share with you a very interesting סוגיה. זה כמו שמדליקים את האוטו, לאט לאט, עד ששמים גז. I would like to share with you a beautiful סוגיה, what למעשה relevant for every one of us in many fields in the life. I cannot cover all the סוגיה, also not part of the סוגיה, but a little bit. And this is סוגיית of השגת גבול. Somebody want to make some business. Somebody else jump and take his business. Somebody come assistant rabbi in the shul. And thank God, the ציבור like him very much. And the place of the rabbi is not so strong now. The community talk maybe to take the assistant rabbi to make him rabbi. If this is a sagat gvul or not, he bring him to help him. Now we understand he's not help, he's against him. In business also, in many field, we find this halacha. Somebody open business and sell something. Somebody else open beside him, if it's fair or not fair, when it's right, when it's not right. And many other aspects. And I would like only to give a little bit sources about this sugiyah from halacha perspective, and at the same time to see the inside of this sugiyah from machshava perspective, and to combine both together. And obviously we see how it's relevant for us in our daily life to every one of us. The sugiyah of isur asagat gvul, it means not to walk into your area, not to take from you something what until now you feel is belong to you, and somebody else come and start, and you feel he push you, he move you to the side. This sugiya take place in two psukim in the Torah. In paragraph 1, the first pasuk in parashat Shoftim, lo tasig gvul re'acha asher gavlu rishonim benachlatcha asher tinchal ba'aretz asher Hashem elokecha noten lach lerishta. The pasuk come and talk only about property. It means when we divide Eretz Israel and every shevet get his part, and every person, every family get their property, and we neighbors, I'm not allowed to move the fence from my area a little bit to put in your area. This is Isur Asagat Gvul, will take place about property. Same as the pasuk in paragraph 2, Asur Arur Masig Gvul Re'ehu. ואמר כל העם אמן. This is exactly same. גבול רעהו. We need to understand why we need to פסוקים, why one פסוק is not enough. We will see later. But the base איסור, השגת גבול, take place by property, by land. And not only by property, by land, only in ארץ ישראל. Only in ארץ ישראל, not in חוץ לארץ. What does it mean not in חוץ לארץ? זה ספרי, in the third paragraph, explain to us, לא תשיג גבול רעך. ולא כבר נאמר לא תגזול. If I move my fence and I take some from your property, I'm ganev, I'm gazlan. Is why we need the פסוק לא תשיג גבול רעך. כתוב הרי לא תגזול. Is come חזל and answer, מה תלמוד לומר לא תשיג גבול? מלמד שכל העוקר תחומו של חברו עובר בשני loving. It means if I try to take part of your property, I over of two isurim. Yachol b'chutz la'aretz, Talmud lomar ben nachalatcha. Look in the first pasuk, lo tasig gvul re'acha, asher gavlu rishonim ben nachalatcha. Nachala is only in Eretz Yisrael. Asher tinchal be'eretz Yisrael. Az over b'shnei loving. B'chutz la'aretz, eno over ela mishum lav echad. In chutz la'aretz, I am ganav, I steal from you part of your property. In Israel, in Eretz Israel, I also over of isur, lo tasig gvul. And this also להלכה, זה שולחן ערוך עם פרוגפור, המשיג גבול רעהו, והמכניס מתחום רעהו לתוך תחומו. If I take part of your property, and I put this part of my area, אפילו מלוא אצבע, a little bit, אם בחזקה, הרי זה גזן. אם בסתר, if I do this in the front of you, and you know I do this, I don't care, I'm gazlan. If I do this in elegant way, what you not recognize, ganav. V'im be'eretz Yisrael, over, belav, delot asig gvul re'acha. עובר בלה ולא תשיג גבול רעך. And exactly same, הרמב״ם עם פרק זה עם הלכות גנבה, כאן זה בית יוסף עם פרוג הפייף and say, what is mean עובר בלה ולא תשיג גבול רעך? Beginning of פרוג הפייף, you can't put line. ומה שאמר, ואם בארץ ישראל עובר בלהב, דלא תשיג גבול רעך, כלומר, what is mean, מלמה, מלבד, מה שעובר בלהב בגניבה או גזלה, is not enough what I steal and I take from you something, וכן מפורש בדברי הרמב״ם, הוא פשוט הוא, I also over of איסור, לא תשיג גבול רעך. As we see clearly, black and white, two psukim in the Torah will tell us, I'm not allowed to steal any part of your property. Why we need two psukim? We still not give explanation now, we give later. But these two psukim come and teach me, if in Eretz Israel I try to take some of your land, I over two isurim, or lo tignov, or lo tigzol, depending if it's in the public, or in elegant way which you not recognize, plus isur lo tasig gvul reacha. This is what we find here in Chazal. When we look in time of Divrei Gemara, we move to the next step. In time of Divrei Gemara, in the Zman of the Gemara, the rabbis decide to give to people to have tacharut, competition in business, in open way. It means if you have a store, a grocery for example, I can open grocery close to you. And we're not fine, we punish anyone if he open any business, same with his friend, in same town, in same neighborhood, also in same street. Look in the Gemara, in Bama Metzia, paragraph 6, Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yichalek chenvani, kliyot ve'egozim letinokot. You know, you give every child what come to your grocery, you give them candies. You give him candies, he say to his mother, Ima, go to buy what you need, the milk and anything, and bread in this grocery, because why he push his mother to buy in this place? Because he get candy. Candy is the best. Why? Mipnei, shu margilam etzlo. His rabbi does say, don't do this. Chachamim say, mutar matirim. Why not? And the Gemara come and say, the last time in paragraph 6, Maita mayu de rabbanan. Why the rabbis, Chachamim says no problem. Amar Anna Palgina Miegozai, that Palig, she's sky, I give candies, you give ice cream, you give something else. Everyone has the option to give something what the children like. And this, if this helps to you, or the children push pressure of the parents to go to buy everything what they need in this grocery, in this store, okay, change the gift what you give to the children, do something else. It means we not find any punish what we give to the person, what a customer from somebody else. But, in other hand, we have Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, in paragraph 7, the Gemara come and teach us, Rav Gidel, Ava Meapech, Ba'i Ara. Rav Gidel try to buy some property, some land. Azal Rabbi Abba, Zavna. Come Rabbi Abba and buy this. Azal Rav Gidel, Kavlel Rabbi Zena. Rav Gidel come and complain to Rabbi Zena. Look what happened. I tried to buy a piece of land to buy my house, and somebody else, Rabbi Abba, come and take this. Azal Rabbi Zeira, v'kavel Rabbi Tzak Nafra. Rabbi Zeira brings this question to Rabbi Tzak Nafra. What we do? Amar le'amten, wait, ad she'alets le'nu l'regel. When he come to Aliyah l'regel, he come to visit his Rebbe, I will ask him. Ki salik ashkechei, amar le'ani ha'me'apech b'charara. Uba acher v'netala m'menu mai. If somebody busy to buy something, he ask him. And somebody else come and take this for him. This Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha ask Rabbi Abba, if Reuven busy to buy something, Shimon come and buy this. What is the status of Shimon? Amar le nikra rasha, he's rasha. Ve'ela mar ma'itam ha'avid achi, if he's rasha, why you Rabbi Abba take the land, the house, what Rabbi Gidl, Rabbi Gidl, try to buy. Amar lei, lo ave yadina, I really don't know. He also would like to buy the house. The owner of the house come and give me some amount of price. I never know, somebody else would like to buy, and also he get less price from somebody else. I'm sorry, I give him back. Ashta nami, nitva me'alei, please, you can't take this. Bekitzur, Rabbi Gidl never want to take this property because if you first business, the Gemara come and say, if it's not work very well, smooth, don't take this. It's not a good sign for the future business. First business that you do in your life, try, this will come to you in easy way, not argument, you satisfied, the other person is satisfied, this is a good sign, what all the business what you go to do later also go to succeed. But because this business give him agmas nefesh, he feels unfair, he feels sad about this. Apple P now, Rabbi Ava Paladis say, I'm really sorry, I really don't know. Please, you can take it, say, I don't want to take this land. And also Rabbi Ava don't want to buy because he feels uncomfortable how he can buy some property, what Rabbi Gidl tried to buy before. Anyway, this is a Gemara. What we see from this Gemara, you try to buy some business. You're in the middle of the negotiation. I jump, you never know about me, and I put more money on the table, and I get this, you feel so upset. But, what is my status? What about the person? What makes this is only what? Kosher. We never find to give him any punish. We never find to say to him, give him back, and maybe pay to him some, a little bit money for the tzar, for the agmas nefesh, what he has. Only, we give him, it's not nice, it's unfair. In elegant way, in a strong way, Russia. This is what we find in the Gemara. But, we have another step about this, in other Gemara, in Masechet Baabata, in paragraph 9, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Huna, Hai Bar Mavoa. Here, we never talk about the neighborhood, where the street is open, and you open grocery beside somebody else, or any other business beside somebody else. This is, Ani HaMeapech B'chara Nikra Rasha, and we're going back soon to this concept. Again, but in the meantime, one more piece of Gemara, paragraph 9, Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna, I bar mavoa, diuke reicha, ve'ata bar mavoa, chavrei, diuke gabei, somebody open a place to make a flower from the seed, and somebody else open beside them, and what is the din? He allowed to me'ake valei. He can say to him, it's not nice, Amar lei, Dekapasakli chayutai. You take my business. You take my parnasa. It's unfair. You want to open any other store? Do this in other neighborhood. In other place. Not beside me. And the Gemara come and say, we see about a grocery. When two groceries have a store, one close to each other, they allow to give what? They allow to give candies to the children. And why this is okay, and what you say now is not okay? This is different, because they have two grocery. And everybody wants more customers. Somebody give candy, somebody give ice cream. Okay, you can change the gift that you give to the children. This is no problem. But here, we have only one store. And somebody else come and now open something new. And because he opened something new, you really go to lose part of your money, of your business. This, Rav Huna say, he's not allowed to do. But, as a part of the Gemara, but not in front of us, for some reason, Rav Huna, Brede Rav Yoshua Amar, אין בן מבוא יכול לקוף השני שלא יפחת אותו אמנות. No. Also, if I open new store, I never was before, to supermarket, to any type of store, beside you, it's no problem, and הלכה היא כרבי יהושע. הלכה היא כרב הונא ברייתא רבי יהושע, I'm allowed to do this. I'm allowed to open business close to you, אף על פי, definitely, you lose a little bit of your money. But, now, this is the Divrei HaGemara. These questions take place later when the opportunity to make parnassas not was so easy as was before. And one of the questions what the Marshal get is a very interesting question. Somebody buy from the government in the bus station or in the border, when people come from place to place, they need to pay tax. And he opens stores in this area, duty free, and to buy for people less money, and he rents the place from the government. Somebody else come and go to the government and pay them more money for rent, and he take all the area. He take now all the duty free. The person come to Marshall and say to him, look, it's unfair. Unfair, he take all my parnasse completely. He pay more money. How he allowed to do this? He know I'm in this place. a few years in this place. It's not like we come together now and this is the business, what everybody need to put an envelope with money, how much he would like to pay. This is something else. Because in this situation, everyone is saying, I stay in this place for 5-10 years. Now somebody else come, pay more money to the government, maybe buy also nice gift to the person who's in charge of this. Shalom al Israel, is unfair. Comes the marshal and say, you know what? My first reaction is, what he do? Is grama. Grama b'mizikin, what is the deal? Patur. He never attacked you, he never steal from you directly money. It's only grama. Because he gets the opportunity. Why? You pay more money, now you lose the parnasa. As halacha is, grama b'mizikin, if the damage is not directly, going this way, halacha is patur. This was the marshal come to say in the beginning, but immediately come and say, no. We have this kind of concept in halacha, but in this situation, we cannot, the second person cannot do this. He need to give him back all the business and to deal with the government about the money what he paid. Why are you not allowed to do this? Look what we find in page number 4 in the top. Maybe 1 minute in the page number 3, paragraph 10. Ela lerav chalemilta. באתי לפרש, שלא יבוא בדין תועל לחלוק ולומר, בדין, not even mistaken to say, שמצד התקנה לא מצאו אותם חייבים, במה שקנו מהמכס, אלא משום שגרמו בנזיקין, וכבר הלכה פסוקה שגרמה בנזיקין פתור לכאורה, some בדין can say, גרמה בנזיקין is only not direct damage, is go indirect, פתור. No, if anybody says this, it's a mistake. You're not allowed to do this. Why? And I move to the next page, page 4. Al ken, bati lefaresh, sheyichale isko v'chayav v'afilu ugrama. He still need to pay. Why? The answer what he say, he brings the rokeach. Rokeach al Torah is one of the early rishonim. And he come and say, 1 minute. You remember he say to us the rokeach, paragraph 1 and paragraph 2? Paragraph 1 say, lo tasig gvul reacha. It means don't take any piece of property from your neighbor. Asher gavlu rishonim, Eretz Yisrael, okay, fine. But we have other pasuk. Arur masig gvul re'eu. Why we need two psukim? Why we need arur masig gvul re'eu? And why we need also the pasuk lo tasig gvul re'acha? Why is it? And also the rokeach al Torah brings the pasuk arur masig gvul re'eu. He say, Arur, it's not nice what you do. Why another brings a pasuk, would say, Lotasig. The pasuk would say, is love. Comes the rokeach al Torah and say, something very interesting. He say, because the Torah brings two pasukim, one is love, and one we say to him, you Arur, we curse him, and we say, you Arur, is mean, this is sur of asagat gvul, is not only about property, it's about also other business. The reason was the Torah, because the Torah gives us space to open and to make the issue more broad, and including in this issue, not only land, also any business. If somebody deals with business, he walks, and somebody else comes and pay more price, and he gets all the business, he needs to give him back, and he's not allowed to do this. And this is what the Marshal come and say. Moreover, when we look in the Midrashim, in paragraph 11, Shlomo HaMelech say, Al tasig gvul olam, asher asu avotecha. Here we have other pasuk, not in the Torah, in Mishlei, Al tasig gvul olam, never take something from somebody else, asher asu avotecha. Look what the Midrash say, Al tasig gvul olam, asher asu avotecha, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Minag, sheasu avotecha, al teshane oto. So interesting. Your parents have some minag, keep this. You understand, you not understand, you learn more Torah, you want to machmir, rega, this your parents do, this is what they need to do. The Maharil and the Marshal, many times, people ask you a question, what is the halacha? 1 minute, I need to ask my mom. She will tell me, what's the meaning? If my mom not remember, for sure my grandmother remember, this is what we'll do. Why? Because it's also including of the Isur Lot HaSigvul. Which means, if you come and change what your parents do, is mean you broke the border what they give you, the fence what they give you. In this way, I get from my parents and my grandparents, continue to deliver this to the next generation. From this reason, Minag and Mesorah in Am Israel is so important and is so unique. is this Chazal come and say, is the Midrash, also Rishonim, look how they take far the concept of Asagat Gvul. Asagat Gvul is mean not only property, also business, and also any custom with your parents. Still keep this minag. If this is what they do, do exactly what they do. Now, but we have one case, what people, everybody agree, this is really unfair, this is really issue, and lekula alma, and we're not allowed to do this. And this is what happened if we have street with only one side is open, okay? It's dead end, okay? This is Kachomrim, dead end, okay? And Reuven in the side have a beautiful store, and every time people come to buy, they know, they go to the inside, I think they're dead end, they walk in, they buy what they need. Somebody else, Shimon, opens same store, you know where? Besides there, enter to the dead end of the store. Now, in this situation, what happened in this situation? Everybody must go first to Shimon. Because to go to Reuven, they need to walk into the street. They walk into the street, immediately, they see the same store. They see the same store in the street. They probably put some sign, 50% off, sale, I don't know what he do. If people walk in, they find it's only 50% off about the button, but not about the jewelry. But anyway, they're in the store, maybe they go to buy something now, and they never arrive to the store in the end of the street. This is for sure, everybody agree, he's not allowed to do this because he not give option. If you open store in the main street, then people can walk into A to B, okay. He decide to what store to walk in. But in this situation, you not give him the same chance. He inside and you outside. Look inside, please. In paragraph 13, the Mavoi Satu Migimel Zdadim, a street, what is closed from three sides, Rak Tzad Echad Ikantzulo, Vedar Reuven Etzel Sofo, Reuven stay in the end, Asatum, ובא שמעון לדור כנגד צד הפתוח, שאין העובד כוכבים יכול ללך, אם לא ילך תחילה לפני הפתח שמעון, בוא דמי ניבא לדור. He come to open store, נראה די יכול לעכב עליו כרב הונה. רב הונה, if you remember, but כאן זה דר כמו שזה שולחן ערוך, and he say not only כרב הונה, also כרב הונה ברידי רב יהושע. זה אז רב הונה would say, normally you allowed to do open two stores beside one to each other, but in this case, you're not allowed. Why? Because if this the store in the main street, okay, people make shopping and walking sometimes to this store, sometimes to other store, is no problem. But in this case, you don't give same opportunity to both of them. One stay inside, one stay outside. No way in this situation you need to close the store. In other way, it's different if you take a little bit from the business of somebody else, or some, or you take all his business. In this case, probably you take what? All his business. All his business, mimele, in this case, everybody agree, you're not allowed to do this. In Eretz Israel, this case come relevant when we start to open Osher Ad, Rami Levi, all these places, where they sell huge stuff every day, and all the small groceries don't have any business. Is what we do, if they're allowed to do, not allowed to do, but it's not in Samaria. But anyway, we see from this Gemara how this halacha develop and grow from step to step. Now, after we explain this, we have interesting question. What the Nodab Yehuda deal with this question? Nodab Yehuda deal with this question, two people, somebody sell houses, sell apartments, yes, and he agent, okay? He come and want to sell you an apartment in Yerushalayim in some place. And you negotiate with them and you get, somebody have houses and he connect himself to agent to sell the apartment in his building. And this Mr. Reuven go to you and give you all the details, etc., etc. And you say to yourself, you're not sure. You're not sure. And it's nice what you get. You need to think about this. In the meantime, when you think about this, Shimon come, the same apartment, talk to you, and the way how he talk to you, you understand this is a good deal for you, you buy the house. Come Reuven and say, come on. I work with this customer for a few months to try to sell him the house. I explain to him again and again. I say to him, listen, why is good for you? With a lot of patience. And I come back and I spend time, I spend everything what I need. Now you come in 1-2 days, and because you know to speak nicely, and you tell him, is the way how you say this, and he buy for you, I'm sure, I'm sorry, the commission money go to me. Not to you. Because I make the job, not you. Come, Zenodab Yehuda, and say in this case, Reuven have a taina, and he can get not all the money, most of the money. Afalpi Shimon finish the deal. Afalpi Shimon. But what is interesting, Zenodab Yehuda continue and say about Shiduchim. What happened about Shiduchim? Somebody mentioned name. Reuven go to date with Rachel. And the date, and the talk, and the, you know, up and down, the parents sometimes, this goes slowly. And he's in the air in some place. Come now, Shimon, he know how to do this in nice way, have a lot of experience. He talked to the parents, he talked to the girl, he talked to the boy, to the mechotonim, Baruch Hashem, done. Who gets Shechonis? Reuven or Shimon? What? Shimon. Exactly. Why? You're right. But what is the difference between these two cell apartments? This is the Yehuda V'Yehuda try to explain. To sell apartment is mean, the first person, what do we have in apartment? We have the amount of the apartment. How much money I need to pay to buy the house? Little bit, other 10,000, other 20,000, 4,000, up and down. And but sach hakol, everything in front of us. Nothing new take place. B'shiduchim is different. Because b'shiduchim, sometimes in one shiduch involve few shadchanim. But it's never worked because people never feel strong, people never feel secure about the shidduch. If it's good for the children or not, for the mechutonim, the person who closes the shidduch, he makes the makeh bepatish. He gets everything. What? Okay, but this is not biduk mitzvah to make shidduch. This is nice to make shidduch. We're not fine mitzvah. Olam Abba, we not understand. We, you know, we here, okay. This is a, okay. Yes, in the meantime, obvious people say the money for Shiduchim, this is the kosher money what we have in this world, because this is to build other house. And Chazal say a lot about this. But anyway, this is what he say about Shiduchim. What the Minag HaOlam is, if few people involved in Shiduchim, it's good to give to everyone something. Why? Because not to have any paid, I make the Shiduch, look what happened, I help them, and in the end somebody else comes, it's unfair. It's not good to have Chaz V'Chalila Kpeda, or evil eye from somebody. It's good to give to everyone. Sach hakol is man shel simche. Big deal, why not? He get also a little bit. Kulam yu simchimot. Lehalacha, the person who close the shiduch, he get as a man. Yes. And he takes a gay, and he marry with a girl? No. We allowed to make a engagement in Tisha B'Av, you know, you finish Megillat Echa, you daven Mincha Gdola, afternoon, we never drink Lecha, because it's Tisha B'Av, but we can announce, Mazel Tov. Why? Shema Yagdimenu Acher. Shema Yagdimenu Acher. She like him. Every time in Shiduchim, I say to my students, the girl say to you, you great boy, you okay, but it's, you know, from this reason, other reason, don't continue to ask, why not, or not. She don't like you, she don't want you. This is the point. But she says it to you in an elegant way. We may in the girl what she wants, or the boy. This is a... I'm sorry, Shiduchim is not business. It's like... Allah, good. Say there, ze... La'alacha what? No, he asked something else. He asked if somebody date his girl. Good, okay, לא משנה, בכל אופן, לא הבנתי. משקר לו. אנחנו לא משקרים בשידוכים. זה חס וחלילה. חס וחלילה. Okay, anyway, we see a little bit. I see Shiduchim is very hot. Okay, one day I give Shiduchim about Shiduchim. Lineder. How to come illness. How to come, oh, this is an important shiur. Anyway, b'chol ofen, we see how this halacha, now in our time, cover more and more area. about about issur of השגת גבול. Obviously, this takes us to more specifically topics, but this is a shiur in myself, only to taste a little bit the concept of issur השגת גבול, and to see how this developed step by step until our generation, our time, what this is cover many more area, what we find in the Gemara and also in the Rishonim. Now, when we continue about this topic, the Nodav Yudah is in front of us, but continue about this topic, we find this concept of Asagat Gvul is very, very interesting in the Torah, completely in other place, completely in other place, and in very, very interesting way. You know, we have mitzvah in the Torah, we have mitzvah in the Torah, if you shochet chicken, you need to cover the blood, correct? Mitzvah kisui adam. If you do this Erev Yom Kippur in Machne Yehuda, the shochatim make so many shchitot of chicken of kaparot, they not have enough time to cover the blood. They can honor you to take some sand to cover the blood. You say bracha, asher kedishanu mitzvotav vetzivanu, al mitzvah kisui adam. Fine. But, milechatchila, this mitzvah belong to the shochet. He make one mitzvah of shchita, other mitzvah of kisui adam. This is the halacha. Now, what stay behind this mitzvah to cover the blood? What is the logic of this mitzvah? Why do we need to cover the blood of chicken after we make shchita? Is a Rambam in Moreh Nebuchim in paragraph 18 come and say to us, maybe 1 minute, paragraph 17, Pasuk Yud Gimel, this is our source, you can put line, paragraph 17, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Ve'ish, Ish, Mibnei Israel, Umin Ager Agar Betocham, Asher Yatsud Tzed Chaya Of, Asher Yachel, if you catch some chicken, can, v'shafach et damo, v'chisahu v'afar. You need to cover the blood. Comes the Ramban in paragraph 18, and brings the Rambam in Moreh Nebuchim, and he explains why we need to cover the blood. Look, the interesting explanation. In the old time, people believe if they drink blood of animals, or chicken, they can understand what's going to happen in the future. And people start to talk, yes, it's going to, they start to believe this is exactly what's going to happen. And this is pure Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. Come a Kadosh Baruch Hu and want to protect us. And want to help us from this Avodah Zarah. He say to us what to do? To cover the blood we send. You cover the blood we send. The blood is disgusting. Nobody go to drink the blood. Fine. Shalom al Israel. This is what the Rambam say in Moreh Nebuchim. Look, inside paragraph 18, וכתב הרב במורה נבוכים, כי היו הכסדים מואסים אדם, the old nation despised blood, ויחשבו להם לתומה, אבל, but, יאכלו ממנו, הרוצים להתחבר לשדים, people drink from this blood, if they want to connect themselves to shedim, להינבא בהם עתידות, and to know about the future. והתורה תכוון לעולם להרוס, בנייני שכלותם, זה תורה, try to destroy the stupidity, what they believe about the future, ולכן אסרה האדם באכילה, ובחרה בו להתאר בעזות, and to throw the blood on the מזבח, etc., etc., and also to cover the blood. Fine. Now, comes the Gemara and say, listen what happened, השגת גבול, what happened? You moel, ברוך השם, we have ברית מילה now in this place. From some reason, you stuck in the bridge. Big traffic, I live in the neighborhood. I'm also Moel. I come, you wait. I say to Bala Simcha, listen. If you want, I can make the bride. You can know, you also Moel. Please, good. Now, I make the bride. I finish the bride. He walk in. What going here? He said to me. What do you do? It's unfair. You steal my mitzvah. Come, Rabban Gamliel, and say, I need to pay to this Moel 10 zeuvim. 10 zeuvim, amount of money. Because I steal mitzvah, I take something what not belong to me. He invented this mitzvah, he checks the baby before the bride, if it's okay, he come before. Now because he have the land, the bridge, I'm not allowed to do this. Look inside, 1 minute, paragraph 19. The last two lines in paragraph 19. ושפח וחיסה. מי ששפח, הוא יחסנו. The person what shochet the chicken, he also have the mitzvah, is belong to him to cover the blood. He can give to somebody else, but is belong to him first. מעשה, happened, באחד ששחט, וקדם חברו, וחיסה, וחיבו רבן גמליאל, ייתן לו 10 זהובים. The shochet ready to cover the blood of the chicken. I jump with sand in my hand, cover the blood, I need to pay him 10 zuzim. And my question is, why the mitzvah of kisui adam, to cover the blood with sand, comes the role model to all mitzvot in the Torah? If you're busy to make mitzvah, and I steal from you the mitzvah, I need to pay you amount of money, 10 zuzim. Why we learn this specifically from the mitzvah of what? Of kisui adam. Good? Clear? Say there, you will see something. Olam Abba, Olam Azeh. Pilei playing. Question number two. The Gemara come and teach us in Paruk of 20. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Kol ha-meaneg et ha-shabbat, notnim lo nachala bli mitzarim. If you enjoy from Shabbos, Shabbat for you is pleasure. You go to extend your borders. What you have, your business, everything. Tell me, is it true? You enjoy Shabbos? Everybody enjoy Shabbos? I tell you, for the question, yes? I don't enjoy Shabbos. Do you know why? Kadosh Baruch Hu, you give me 24 hours? Okay, make a nice kiddush, nice meal, Friday night, lunch, but I would like Shabbos afternoon in the summer to take the car, to drive, to give shurim in other 5 boroughs. I have the off. I like to give shurim. I would like to go. Kadosh Baruch Hu, if it's pleasure, give me to enjoy. I do what you want, but give me space to enjoy. Is how we can say, in one end, Shabbat is oneg, kol ha-meaneg et ha-shabbat, and same time, the Torah come and say to me, ve'atem, al tetzu, ish mimkomo, biyom ha-shabbat. We live in some place, but we not have a room. My wife gives birth, she a baby, every week, 24 hours, she in the jail. She not allowed to leave the house, because she not allowed to carry the baby. Somebody need to stay with the baby. Is we need to make rotation. No, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Pleasure. We do what you want, but give us also space to do, to enjoy. Is Shabbat is pleasure, but if it's completely pleasure, for the question I say, I'm not sure. Is look not we sometimes we stuck. Correct? The answer of these two questions is follow. You know, in the summer we learn Pirkei Avot. Last week we start the set of Pirkei Avot. Through the summer. We learned the set of the prakim, 6 prakim, 3 times. The first Mishnah in Masechet Avot teaches about the tradition. Moshe kibel Torah Sinai, Mesara Yoshua, from generation to generation. Vehem amru shlosha dvarim. And they teach us, Yamidu talmidim arbe, etc., etc. And ve'asu, evu metunim badim, what relevant for us, ve'asu, siyag la Torah. What does mean siyag la Torah? We say siyag in English, fence, siyag la Torah. What does mean? Kam Rabbeinu Yonah, in one of the early Rishonim, and he teaches something very interesting. When somebody makes mitzvah, the two, I really don't know why he makes a mitzvah. Some can make mitzvah because he loves Hashem, he worry from the punish, he have yirat shamayim, he good man. But somebody can make mitzvah because this is fun. Fun? What's the problem? I have available time, we check this mitzvah. I don't like, I do something else. I don't like something else, I do what I like, I don't do what I like. But it's true. How I know when somebody makes mitzvah, he really makes a mitzvah from the right purpose? How I know? Come Rabbeinu Yonah and say, through the siyag, through the fence, what he make for himself, to motivate him to make the mitzvah, and to save him not to make the avera. When I say this, I make this very clear. We never talk about chumrot. Stam chumrah, ken? Stam, ken? We never talk about this. I see one story in Yerushalayim say they sell fish before Pesach and the fish never eat chametz. If somebody call and he ask if they eat shruya. And how they give them to eat? Because in the water is anyway come shruya. Maybe they give them to eat out of the ketzur. What? We never talk about chumrah. We talk about real fence, what helped me to make the mitzvah, or protect me not to make the avera. Moreover, you believe or not, Rabbi Yonah come and say, all the mitzvot is appetize. Appetize. The real is the fence, what they do. This show in what way I make the mitzvah. We look inside a few lines. כעניין שנאמר ושמרתם את משמרתי, כלומר עשו משמרת למשמרתי, והסייג הוא, please, put line, דבר גדול ומשובח לעשות סייג וגדר למצוות לבעל יוכל להיכשל בהם. And I skip to the last line, two line before, והנה אמרו, והנה דברי חכמים זל, יסודות ואילנות ליראת שמיים, שהוא העיקר העולם ויסוד המעלה, וכל המצוות, all the מצוות, כולם פרפראות אליה. All the מצוות is on the appetites. זה real stuff is what? זה סייג. Now we take this to other step. Tell me, what is the first sin in this world? What's the name of the first sin in this world? Chet? No? We say this in another way, Chet? זה לא, החט של העץ. חט של מי? חט אדם הראשון. One minute. חט אדם הראשון? It's unfair. With all the respect. It's not חט אדם הראשון. Who start? Who hit first on the tree? The wife. Why we never say חט האישה? Why we put all the luggage of the shoulder of the Adam, חטא אדם הראשון? The answer is, yes, it's חטא אדם הראשון. It's not the sin of the wife. Why? הקדוש בחוקם, עבוד הרבי נתן says something very beautifully. הקדוש בחוקם and say to אדם הראשון, sir, listen, if you eat from the tree, you go to die. Your life is over. Okay? אדם הראשון understand? Takes this very seriously. What he say to himself? I build fence. The fence what I build is, I also not allowed what? To touch. Maximum. If I make any mistake, what mistake? Not mistake. If I do something wrong, what I do? I only what? Touch. But I not what? Eat. I not eat. I'm okay. Good. Nice. He come to his lovely wife, and he say, my wife, listen very carefully, Hashem, say to me, the post success is black and white. We not allowed to eat, and we not allowed what? To touch. She understand, to eat and to touch is what? Same. The issue and the siyag is saying, in this moment, the nachash, the snake, come and say, I win. He comes to the wife and say, listen, God don't like competition. You know, when you eat from the tree, vayitem ke Elohim yodei tov v'ra. Look of me, I jump off the tree. I move the branches, nothing happened to me. No, no, touch, nothing happened. No, you see, eat. Why she eat? Because who? Because Adam HaRishon. Because he never say to his wife exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want. He never say, don't eat. Don't do too much. You do too much or you switch between Ikar and Siyad, you can lose everything. From this reason, this is Chet Adam HaRishon. It's not Chet Chava. Because Adam, she eat. Because if she know to touch is only fence, to eat is Yisu, she will never eat. And the Nachash will never win. Look inside in paragraph 22. few minutes. איזה סייג שעשה האדם הראשון לדבריו, הרי הוא אומר, ויצב השם אלוקים את האדם לאמור מכל עץ הגן, אכול תאכל. ומעץ הדעת טוב ורע, לא תאכל ממנו, כי ביום אוכלך ממנו מות תמות. לא רצה האדם הראשון, please put line, לומר לחווה, כדרך שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא, אלא כך אמר לה, מפרי העץ אשר בתוך הגן, אמר אלוקים, לא תאכלו ממנו, ולא תיגעו בו פן תמותון. פיניש. זה נחש say I win. באותה שעה היה הנחש הרשע. He said to himself, I cannot destroy the dam, I cannot push the dam to eat, because he can tell me to eat is issue, to touch is only fence. Woman, Chava never know about this. I will go to push Chava to eat. How? She touched, nothing happened. Now she will eat. She believe also nothing will happen. And in this way, I go to destroy them. As we see, the siyag, if you don't take this in the right way, this can make the situation what? More worse. Moreover, the Meshech Chochma come and say, and we develop this Baal Peh in a beautiful way, why we leave Egypt? I never talk about the last year what we get some mitzvot. It's almost 209 years in Egypt. We stay, we never keep one mitzvah. One mitzvah. No brit milah, no mitzvah. Alalu ovdei avodah zarah, v'alalu ovdei avodah zarah. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu take us out of Egypt? You know why? When Yaakov Avinu passed away, I made this one of the shiurim, look how Yosef HaTzadik is genius. He know all the Egyptians had tremendous respect to his father and to himself, and they go to go with his father to bury him. But Yosef never want they will travel with his father in Eretz Israel. What he do? Egypt is here. In the north is what? Hebron. To go from Mitzrayim to Hebron, 5-6 days, you arrive to Me'arat HaMachpelah. If you go slowly. Now what he do? He take the body of his father to the east side of Yarden River. They go up. It was a few 10 days, look at the Pesukim. And after all this way, Yosef stopped with all the family. He said to all the Egyptians, thank you very much, what you honor my father, what you honor me. You come to go with them, we very appreciate. But now, only the family sit for a week. Ourselves, you can go back to Egypt. It's not for hour or two or day, week. It's all the Egyptians go to Egypt. And all the family sit, and the Pesuk say, Vayas le'aviv evel shivat yamim. I don't understand. Evel, avelus take place after you bury the person, not before. Why is it happened before? All the family sit together, and they ask one question. We go now back to Egypt. Soon, we go to work very hard. We go to become slaves. How we can keep generation after generation to every one of our future to remember who is our father, who is our mother, our grandparents, who is Yaakov and Rivka and Sarah and Rachel and Leah and Yitzchak. Who is our parents? Who is our mothers and our fathers? How we do this? People cannot make mitzvot in Egypt. Mitzvot cannot help. And they decide what we're going to do in Egypt, what everyone can keep. Shelosh shinu et shmam, they keep the names, the original names that you have. Shelosh shinu et leshonam, they continue to talk between them in Hebrew. Veshelosh shinu et what? Et malbusham. They never, this is not mitzvah. Shelosh shinu shmam, leshonam et malbusham. Language, our address, and the names. Yes, famous Chazal. What's this? This is friends. This help me, this show me who I am. To who I belong. If I remember to who I belong, if today I cannot keep any mitzvah, don't worry, tomorrow I will do this. If I not do this, my children will do this, my grandchildren will do this. And we can see in our generation how it's work. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And this is again, what is fence? It's only fence. What help us? To show us, you in Egypt, we work very hard, we cannot keep any mitzvah, we cannot do anything, but we remember to who we belong. And now, delay plane. We go back to the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. In other step. The first Mishnah in Masechet Brachot teach us. Paragraph 24. Ve'ematai korim et shema be'arvit. When we start to read Kriyat Shema. משעה שהכהנים נכנסים לאכול בתרומתם עד סוף השמורה הראשונה. In the beginning of the night, דברי רבי אליעזר. חכם עם סי, until when? Until חצות. Until midnight. Rabban Gamliel אומר עד שיעלה מה עמוד השחר. One day, the children of Rabban Gamliel come from party after midnight. They ask, Abba, we never read Kriyat Shema. We never daven Ma'ariv. We still can daven? He say, yes. What yes? It's 3 o'clock after midnight. Yes. If sun not rise, not you day, you can. He's Abba, why is the rabbis, Achamim, say until Chatzot? Until Chatzot, what the Mishnah say? Kedei le'archik et ha'adam min ha'avera. It means, if I know I can read Kriyat Shema until the sunrise, I come back from my walk, I feel very tired, I eat, I take some nap in the supper, the best place to take some good nap, and I say I will wake up after an hour or two, and what happened? I sleep all the night. I sleep all the night. I wake up in the morning. But if I know I have limit of time, until midnight, is what happened? I come, I go to daven ma'ariv, I learn a little bit, I eat, and everything takes place in the right way. But if happen, I come late after midnight, for sure I can daven. Still night is no problem. It's again, this is Rabban Gamliel say. Same Rabban Gamliel who teach us, if I steal from you mitzvah, I need to pay you 10 zeuvin. What does it mean I steal from you mitzvah? This mitzvah belongs to you. How I can do this? It's chutzpah. How I can jump and take the brit milah to make? How I can jump and cover the blood or any other mitzvah? It means Rabban Gamliel come and teach us the idea in the moment when I broke the borders, in the moment when I steal from you something, what I feel is okay, is not steal, this is issue. I need to pay an amount of money. For what mitzvah we learn this? What mitzvah? To cover the blood. Why is this mitzvah come roll model, we ask? Why is this the mitzvah what come roll model? The answer is because all the mitzvot what you have in the Torah, Ramach mitzvot asset, 248 mitzvot in the Torah. 247, the mitzvah is the name of the mitzvah. What does it mean? What does it mean sukkah? Sit in sukkah. What does it mean matzah? Eat matzah. What does it mean shofar? Blow shofar. The name of the mitzvah, this is a mitzvah. But kisui adam to cover the blood of the chicken, for example, this is not mitzvah by yourself. This only to protect me, not what? To drink the blood. To protect me not to drink the blood. In other way, the mitzvah of kisui adam is not mitzvah by purpose. This is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to help me not to make sin, not to do something wrong if I never cover the blood. This is unusual mitzvah. This mitzvah, what the essence of this mitzvah is fence. To help me, to protect me, not to do something wrong. And from this reason, this comes role model to all the mitzvah. Because every mitzvah, what I take from you, what I steal from you, you go to blow shofar in the shul. And I jump and I start to blow shofar. I need to pay you money. What I do is terrible. Why? I also blow shofar. It's okay, maybe much better. It's no difference. If not, is the tzibur not want, don't want, I will do this. I give it to somebody else. I'm not allowed to do this. And in this way, why we learn this from Kisui Adam? Because I also broke the border. I broke the fence. It's not belong to me. It belong to you. You remember 1 minute in Hanukkah, what we say, Yevanim nikbetsu alai, azai bimei chashmanim, nu ufartu chomot migdalai. They broke the walls. As Chazal say, what do you mean? In Bet HaMikdash, we have fence. When all the nation come, they stand until some place, we can stay inside. They broke this fence. They say, we never want to have any fence between you and us. We won. We can stay together. This was all the war against the Greek. And we see this in many, many other areas. It's for this reason, this is what Chazal come and teach us. Kol ha-me'aneget ha-shabbat. You know what is mean, me'aneget ha-shabbat? Why Shabbat is pleasure? Shabbat is not come to live with me. Shabbat not come and say to me, stay, don't go. Shabbat want for me, in the moment when I stay in one place, I have time to sing. I have time to see the big picture. I can analyze what I do in the week and to combine this, what I go to do next week, what is good, I take with me, what is wrong, I try to fix. In other way, when I stay in one place, I can create balance in my life. Siyag is not asur, asur, asur. Siyag is mean balance. People who have life is balance, they appreciate the life, they enjoy. They do everything in the right time, in the right way, in right place. In this way, we appreciate and we enjoy from our lives. This is what Chazal come and tells us. And balance is mean in business. Balance is mean in spirituality life. Balance is mean in any field in our life. Everything what we do with right balance. In right way, we enjoy, we appreciate. We cannot take from anybody in the end of the day. No one take from anyone. Nothing. Enjoy what you have. Appreciate what you have. Use this in the right way, in the right balance, you will get more. Because Baruch will extend your border. From this reason, and with this we end, we Am Israel compare to star. How the Pasuk say in front of us, in the last page, if you look inside, in paragraph 26, ויוצא אותו החוצה, ויאמר הבט מהשמיימה, וספור הכוכבים. אם תוכל לספור אותם. We compare to the star. In other end, Parag 27, ואתה אמרת, היטב איתי נמח ושמתי את זרחה ככל הים. We compare also to the sand. In third place, we compare to the dirt. כאפר הארץ. I'm completely confused. We compare to the star. How we can compare to the sand, to the land? The answer is, what is the purpose of the sand? What is the purpose of the sand in the ocean, in the beach? This is a border, not to give to the water, to destroy everything. If I know to put right borders, right balance, I can extend the borders and we can come same with the stars. We can come same with the dirt. All the potential of the creation comes from the dirt. The vegetables, the fruits, the flower. We also, we can recognize our potential. We can build and develop our potential to real. We can grow to come same with stars if we know the borders, if we have the right balance. If we take this kind of aspect, specifically in these days, when we travel to Kabbalat HaTorah, and one of the rules of Kabbalat HaTorah, paragraph 28, V'igbalta et ha'am saviv, is mean, we have borders not to come close to our Sinai, to teach us to have right balance in the life. If we take this in this way, it's B'siyata Dishmaya, Shibor will give us Elat Bracha, Elat Simcha, in Atzlacha, in Siyata Dishmaya. And this opportunity also to say to you, thank you for another great year, what I have the zechut to share with you Divrei Torah and Shiurim. And this is really, באמת, for me, a special. First, I developed my English, and also, בכלל, all the Shiurim, what you come, you leave everything, you start your week with Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless every one of you with Briyut, Arichut Yamim, El Sisamer, Siyata Dishmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimaleh Kol Mishalot Libeinu Letovah.